Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blunt Business, presented by Strainwise Consulting. This week, we will introduce you to someone who has shattered the glass ceiling when it comes to making her mark on the cannabis industry. What a fascinating story I get to go and talk to you about today. We're here talking today with Olivia Mannix. She's the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board at Cannabrand. Olivia is a cannabis industry pioneer and cannabis marketing and business expert. She's been named one of the top 50 PR influencers by PR Week, and also by Adweek as one of their top brand influencers. At just 23 years old, she founded Cannabrand, an award-winning full-service marketing agency and business consultancy. And she's the first to specialize solely in the cannabis industry. So without further ado, Olivia Mannix, welcome to Blunt Business.
Hey, Brasco, thanks so much for having me today.
My pleasure. So happy to have you on. I know that you've had a chance to speak and you make a lot of trips around, and you definitely get the word around about Cannabrand and all that you do, and you have a great team you've assembled. Now, let's go into your background. It's initially in marketing, branding, consulting, brokerage, and public relations. Now, when you entered the industry, you saw the need for a full-service marketing agency, everything covered. What brought you to that conclusion?
Sure. So a little bit about my background. I've been a serial entrepreneur my entire life, or I guess since the age of 12, where I would pick up any babysitting job I could. I always liked the opportunity to make my own money, because I really saw the value in that and being self-sustaining. Fast forward, a few years, I went to college in Boulder, Colorado, to CU. Right in one of the other pot capitals of the world, I would say, and really learned about marketing and advertising. I had some really great internships. I was really lucky enough to get internships with companies like Level 3 Communications,
wow,
which is a worldwide telecom company, a major natural food industry PR company called the Fresh Ideas Group. So I really got a lot of experience at a young age. Out of college, I had my first corporate full-time job where I was basically sitting in a cubicle in the middle of downtown Denver in an office building, and I said to myself, this is not what I want to be doing. I'm sitting here, I'm bored out of my mind, I'm not challenged, this is not what I thought I should be doing. So lo and behold, I started a marketing company with one of my best friends from CU Boulder, Jen, at the time. She was a creative advertising major. I was a mass communications major. So we both decided to start an advertising agency at the ripe young age of 23.
That's
so
amazing. It wasn't where you decided to go ahead and jump into another company and decide to go ahead and rise up the ranks. You just went ahead and said, oh, no, I'm not even going to just stick to this out of my career, out of college. I'm just going to start my own business. And that's extremely ambitious and, very brave.
Oh, thank you. And I don't really know how that all came about, but it just happened. And so it was interesting because, being women in the advertising industry specifically is a very male-dominated space. So
right.
We had to do a lot of work that was lesser expensive than we would have liked to have charged for it. We had to build our portfolio and quote unquote prove ourselves. So it was very challenging, but we did it. fast forward January 2014, when adult use became legal in Colorado, we had been studying the industry. I've had my red card for over 11 years now, being able to get it when I was 18 in Boulder. I've had two ACL reconstructions. I have a labral tear in my hip. So I'm a huge enthusiast for medical marijuana, specifically edibles, topicals that have really helped with my pain. And then, of course, smokables or combustibles as needed.
And it's so anyways, unfortunately, you had to go through all the issues that you had to go through. But that way to interact and to, you know, come full forward to cannabis and the true aspects of the real benefits, which, you know, it's so hard to go and hear in the media just to hear the positive aspects that people just don't hear about, because the negative is still that stigma just is something that's overwhelming that people just have to go with. So a company like yours can really help get the right word across. And obviously you going through some of the things that you did really helps that out to really tell that great story. Now, I want to talk about the team that you've assembled. You have top talent now. Let me just mention the companies from some of the people that you have working for you. You have companies like Osprey Packs, Merrill Lynch, Starbucks, AT&T, and Disney. I don't know how you did it, but please tell listeners, how were you able to recruit that kind of top talent that you brought on from mainstream business into cannabis?
Sure. So just to kind of finish the tail end of that story, just so it all makes sense, I really, from actually needing to use medical marijuana, I really fell in love with the industry and what it has to offer. So I decided to start a company that was fully dedicated to cannabis, hence Cannabrand. We're the world's first cannabis marketing agency, and our mission has been to rebrand and reshape the image of the industry through education, through helping companies with their marketing and branding platforms. So when it comes to recruiting great talent, the work that our company produces is exceptional. And everyone on my team is an amazing person who has a ton of experience both in and outside of the industry. So I've recruited people to help grow my business, because I do not settle for anything but the best.
No, I was just surprised that you were able to bring those people together. And you obviously have brought a real dream team, but it's almost like the same idea of real marketers that can come in and help out. Now, one thing that's really great, and I must congratulate you, that the company underwent a merger. You're now not only a marketing agency, but a consultancy that aids cannabis companies with business operations and capital services, as well as with mergers and acquisition resources. Now, give me some insight into what brought this merger about.
Sure. So I had engaged a company to help me with some of my scaling and operational and funding needs. And it's actually funny, because a lot of inquiries that come to us are from companies that are looking for marketing. But oftentimes we have to say to them, you know, we should actually take a step back and work on your business plan and get you funding, in order to actually execute on marketing. Because if you don't have that solid foundation, then you're not going to be able to market correctly. So we've expanded our services to be able to help companies with valuations, pro formas, pitch decks, investor relations, and capital resources. So that's been very successful for us, and it's helped a lot of companies grow, as well as be able and positioned to take on marketing and costs, because as we know, marketing is not the cheapest thing out there.
Before we get to our first break, I want to ask you one last question, but I want to preface first by saying, as we record this program as of yesterday, we're recording this on October the 18th. Yesterday was the very first day that the nation above, north of us here in America, Canada, we're happy to announce that they were able to go ahead and sell adult use cannabis for the very first time. Legalization was being praised in Canada. We congratulate them for being, you know, in the forefront and hedging for the chance that opportunity that America will see that same legalization in the very near future. Now, you spoke recently at Toronto at the Lyft Expo on a branding and marketing panel. Now, Canada with this legalization is indeed a focus for many of the industry, and the cannabis branding and marketing rules are going to be critical tools to enable Canada's regulated cannabis businesses to do their part to eliminate the black market. So can you tell us any takeaways attendees got from your presentation, and what kind of branding and marketing obstacles do you foresee in Canada? I don't know if you're doing anything in Canada or what you would be able to offer as any consulting in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing quite a few projects in Canada. And right now there are some issues with marketing, in particular to packaging. So basically, packaging for cannabis companies, for flower, for concentrates, what have you, have to be in, I believe it has to, the packaging has to be one color, it has to be white, it can have one other color on it, which I think makes it very difficult to be creative with packaging. Right. They're trying to keep the packaging very medicinal looking. Right. I don't know if that's still true. I know it was true when I was back there on a panel with a few other Canadian marketers, but I do know that they do have some regulation issues on that end, but I do know that there are people working really hard to figure out how to make things more compliant and how to make things better and easier for us marketers. So I'm hoping that they will see an opportunity to make a change. And I'm actually involved with speaking with some individuals in terms of helping them make those laws so that they're more similar to the states. That would be more helpful to them and all the companies up in Canada in the long run.
Well, there's a lot of money, a lot of resources, a lot of good people up there in Canada that are hoping to make this very successful. I'm crossing fingers and telling myself that everything works out well so that Canada will be able to create a very strong precedent for other countries to follow suit. Now, again, we're here with Olivia Mannix, the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board at CannaBrand. We're going to talk more with her after a short break here with on Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with Olivia Mannix from CannaBrand and having a great conversation here. I want to ask you now, several months ago, about 3 months ago, a little more than 3 months ago, you and your team were recently featured in an article by Authority Magazine. Very nice article I got to read. You mentioned that you were looking to, quote, bridge the gap between the cannabis and outdoor communities in a united front to do well for Mother Earth, end quote. And then you mentioned a program, a project called the Green Industries Affair. And I'm just going to make a definition here. It's an unprecedented charity event that is bringing together the cannabis and outdoor industries under one roof, with proceeds going to benefit Carbon Colorado, which is an organization dedicated to offsetting carbon footprints and climate change. So can you fill us in on any progress that you've already made so far?
Sure. So the purpose of that event was to follow CannaBrand's mission, which is to bridge the gap between mainstream industries and cannabis industry, as well as doing good for society and the environment and Mother Earth. So basically what we did was we brought together green industries companies. So cannabis brands, outdoor industry companies such as Osprey Pack, Patagonia, a few ski companies, as well as some environmental companies. So awareness of carbon footprint with Carbon Colorado, awareness of water use, awareness of recycling, things that you might think are not that important, but they really are. So the purpose of this event was to bring together these green companies for a benefit concert in Denver, where we raised money to help Carbon Colorado, which helps with decreasing your carbon footprint. So basically it was a great charity event fundraiser to bring together green companies.
Fantastic. It's another side for the agency, obviously, to go ahead and really put a real philanthropic, a real do-good thing for the greater good. It's a great idea. And, you know, again, something that other companies could definitely go ahead and follow and take point notes of. Now, you're also a contributor to Adweek, which we mentioned. You were mentioned one of the top brand influencers. And you recently reported on a topic facing cannabis-centric marketing agencies today, which has to do with the challenges of advertising through digital media channels. Now, unfortunately, I wanted to read the story, but hit a paywall. But for those who couldn't break through the paywall to read more, what were some of the challenges you can tell us that you pointed out?
Yeah, so I believe that article was actually on social media influencers. Basically, yeah, so the obstacles are right now we're facing serious issues with Facebook and Instagram, which I'm sure many of the listeners who have cannabis companies can relate to. So the article is about social media influencers and how you can use social media brand ambassadors to basically leverage your brand. CannaBrand actually has a program which does this. We have our own repertoire of social media influencers, and we basically connect brands with social media influencers. So basically, if there's someone, if you're trying to promote a vape pen company in the Bay Area, we will connect your brand with an influencer who has anywhere from 500,000 to 5 million followers. Mm-hmm. So then when they're promoting your brand is getting in front of their audience. So it's kind of a creative way to really get in front of a lot of people through more of a organic earned/paid media play with these influencers.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to article. There's a lot I read about. Like I said, this is me. This is my due research. It's just part of what I do. So in a recent Yahoo article, you cautioned against companies putting a big pink bow on their marketing and making it woman-friendly. And it's funny, I kind of got the same idea when we talked to Gene Sullivan, who's with RQ Group, citing that women have specific wellness needs that men may not be interested in. Please elaborate.
Sure. So there have been some campaigns in the past, such as Bic Pens. They once did a campaign making pens that were, quote-unquote, appealing to women, and the pens were sparkly and pink and... at the end of the day, doing things that are that outlandish and that extreme actually is more offensive than good.
I would agree.
So when it comes, right? So when it comes to cannabis brands, it's also just important to have a brand that is backed by information and why is this product good for me? Why is this good for specifically a woman, rather than just saying, "Oh, it's pink, buy it." There has to be a lot more depth and brand and messaging to it.
Right. And I just think that's a great example of saying that, that's just missing the mark. I mean, there's a point where, you know, I guess that when there's products that are being marketed to women, you know, obviously if it's more of a fashion type of sense, there's definitely a different difference between what men or women would go ahead and purchase and what they would consume. So that definitely makes a good point. Now, at the same time, for the cannabis Canadian cannabis market, you thought that women-focused cannabis businesses would be wise to make sure they're not kidding anyone out. Why is that?
Yeah, because, I mean, if there's a product that may be appealing to women, who's to say that it couldn't be appealing to anyone? And when I say anyone, obviously people over the age of 21 who are legally allowed to consume cannabis in their region. But I think having a brand with a target market specified, as well as bringing in other markets, is important, so you're not jeopardizing or alienating any other potential revenue streams from a business standpoint.
Great point. Now, again, we're talking with Olivia Mannix. Again, she is the CEO and chairman of the board and founder at CannaBrand. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up with final questions with Olivia after this short break here on Blunt Business, here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're on the home stretch here. We're finishing up our this edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com with Olivia Mannix with CannaBrand. Now, I got to read your submission to be elected to the NCIA Board of Directors. And you described your forecast for the industry. And you said, quote, "I've witnessed over the years increased investment in the space by entrepreneurs and institutional investors alike will continue to push for increased professionalism and market standardization, will continue to advocate someone in office who pushes for federal legalization of cannabis." Now, do you have any thoughts or concerns about how corporate America is starting to have talks with cannabis companies? And eventually, will they make their way into pushing out smaller businesses?
Absolutely. So right now, I'm actually seeing a lot of M&A acquisition activity within the space. So either companies within the space partnering or companies outside of the space purchasing cannabis-related companies. We're also seeing big money groups coming in, such as, I'm sure many of you have heard of the Constellation brand injection to canopy growth for, I think it was $5 billion.
Oh my God. No.
And then Coca-Cola is getting involved, Pepsi is getting involved. Over the years, I've actually had some major corporations reach out to me and Canabrand, looking for information, looking to get in. And I do also speak with a lot of mainstream companies on a daily basis as well. So it's inevitable that big money is coming into the industry. It already is here, and that we're just growing and growing.
One of the stories I saw this week, and I'm of course in the radio industry, I read a lot of things from within the industry as well. iHeartRadio decided to offer, what was it, give up 10% of their ad inventory, which of course, that company's in debt. They don't even have the money to really invest, but they can offer their ad inventory to High Times Magazine for some stake in the project there. I don't even know what they're going to do with that and how that's supposed to work out, but for whatever reason, there are some companies that will just go out of their way to go ahead and get themselves into the cannabis business some way, somehow. And, you know, I'm seeing it for so many different ends, so I just thought it was fascinating. Now, with the last couple minutes we have left, Olivia, you know, we had a great conversation with you. We thank you really for being on the show. Please let people know why they should look to Canabrand for full-service marketing and branding, and tell people how they can go ahead and reach out to you and your company.
Yeah, absolutely. We are available by phone. We have all of our information on our website. We're here to help you with any of your marketing or consulting needs, as well as just getting you connected with the right players in the industry, helping you with any educational or advocational campaigns. We have a great team that's always here looking to help people, so would love to hear from you if you're interested.
And I was going to ask, when I mentioned about the NCAA Cannabis Board of Directors, when do we know if you were able to make it to, if you were going to be elected, when that happens?
So actually, the results did come out a few months ago, okay. And I was very close to making it since I'm not a plant-touching company. Okay. I don't get as many votes as a plant-touching company, but that's okay.
Well, at least the one thing I wanted to make mention was just that great quote that you had given there. That's one to one to point across. But obviously, you know, from what I've gotten to read, all about what your company's done, what you've done yourself. I mean, you have there's so much ahead for you in the future. And I know that such a young age, I mean, you know, definitely half my age for almost is at I'm sure there's so much to look forward to. Look forward to what Canabrand is going to be doing in the future, what you're going to be doing in the future. Who knows what the future holds? And I really hope that we get a chance to go and meet together at a conference one of these days and get to hear you speak and get to hear more great wisdom and see you do really great in this industry. We're thankful that you're here.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Brasco. And thanks so much again for having me today. And I hope that we can meet soon.
Absolutely. I really do appreciate you being on, and this was a really wonderful story to tell. And definitely, if there's a chance we can bring you back, we'll definitely go and make sure to do that. So you can learn more about Canabrand by going to CANNABrand.us. That's correct?
CANNABrand.us.
Okay, perfect. All right, so all of you, if you are also looking to get your foot in the door of the cannabis industry, as well as entrepreneurs looking to start their own marijuana business, check out Strainwise Consulting by going to www.strainwiseconsulting.com. And all of you, thank you, listeners, for joining us here for another edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of the show by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto. at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.